Good morning, church. Happy Sabbath. It's good to have you here today. Very nice to see you. I would like to welcome you to this Sabbath worship, and I'd like to welcome those of us watching us online in a very special way. Welcome to today's Sabbath. We have something special happening today. But before we begin, may we please start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your many blessings. Thank you for giving us a chance to gather here this Sabbath day, Father. Thank you for a long week, and now that we're here, we welcome you to be with us. We welcome your presence. Bless us who are here. Bless those who are watching us online. And may you be with us, Father. We pray for a wonderful time. We welcome you into your presence. In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. Once again, I'd like to welcome you. I'd say that it's very, very nice to have you here with us, and also to the people watching us online. We have a very special morning today. We have Lois and Joy being baptized today. What do you say, church, to that? So we will start with that, and then before we can carry on with the service. So for now, Pastor, please take it away.
Good morning. It's good to see each and every one of you. It's good to have you here. We have a special day today with Joey and Lois being baptized. Now, it's been about a year since they started getting involved here with this church and been looking at Bible studies together and talking about things and been talking about religious things together and sharing together. And it was my privilege just a few nights ago to answer when they said, you know, we think we're ready for this. We would like to officially be a part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and we want to be baptized like Jesus was in the water as a reminder that the old me has died. There's a burial at sea, and the new person that comes up is new and resurrected in Jesus Christ. It's good to have each and every one of you here to be able to celebrate this together with them. And I see there's some of their family here that I've just had a chance to say hello to just barely, but we're glad you're here as well together with us. Church family, I want one question I want to ask you, though. Pending their baptism, how many of you want to raise your hand and say welcome to the ministry of the Worcester Seventh-day Adventist Church? Ah, see, this is the part of your church family, and I hope the part that is on the internet and everything was raising their hands too, because we're all together, we're all glad to have you here and to be a part of. I'm going to move some things around here so that I can baptize them one at a time, and I think I'm going to move you back here a little bit, just back to that corner. Okay, and then Joey, I'm going to bring you right here, and if you'll put your hands around my wrist, there we go. And I know Brian and Susan, I'd usually ask them to stand, but they're right here and right here with us, and they're standing too. So we're glad that they're the two that have been studying with them and praying with them together. Joey, it's a joy as a pastor to be able to baptize you. And I'm glad for your continued journey. I hope you remember that baptism is not an ending. It's just a step in the journey of following Jesus Christ. And so with that in mind, because of your desire to follow Jesus into even the watery baptism together, it's my privilege as a minister of the gospel to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take a deep breath. Okay, and now because we're going the other way, we'll take this back.
And because we're going the other way with Grandma, we're going to go this way.
Is your watch open?
It is now.
All right. And I'm going to bring you again the same way, turn you this way. And we're going to have to go the other way. So I know, I haven't forgotten. Okay. We're going forward.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
If I can share a little secret, and I say it to say it for your bravery. Let's not get our hand near that
That's
microphone,
right.
Okay? Hold on to me. This lady loves water and has a fear of going backwards in water. In fact, when we started this process of studying together, she said, I don't want to be a part of anything that has me go into water like that. I can't do this. And I say that to say, not to embarrass you, not to make you feel bad, but I'm saying that to say, that's how much she really wants to be baptized. Okay? She is facing her fears because she wants to follow Jesus and be baptized like he does. Now, with that in mind, she and I have kind of worked out, we're going to do things a little bit different so we can try our best to alleviate as much as possible those fears. So we're going to baptize her kind of leaning forward instead of backward. Okay? So that's what's going on. But you know what? I believe Jesus counts baptisms forward or backward. That's what I believe. And Lois, again, I didn't say those things to embarrass you, but to say how proud I am of you and how much I admire that you're willing to, your determination to even face fears and say, oh, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus. And it's because of all of that, it's my privilege as a minister of the gospel to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, take a deep breath and then come down and we're going to go forward.
You did.
You did awesome.
Thank you so much.
And go ahead, guys. And there's anybody else that's saying, oh, I want to be involved with baptism too, I feel free to talk to me or any one of the elders. We'd love to be talking about prepping and leading in that direction. And please do remember to. Let's be praying for one another. Let's be praying for them. This is the beginning of a journey in Jesus Christ, not an ending. We all want to continue to be growing in our relationship with Jesus Christ. And let's be praying for one another. Can we pray together here now? Dear Father, I thank you for the decision of these two to follow Jesus. And I pray that you continue to bless them in their journey of following Jesus. And I pray that you bless them now in their ministry of sharing Jesus with other people. And I thank you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.